it's Angela Yee, and I'm known for my love for travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to the gorgeous islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. From the amazing food to the warm hospitality, culture, and gorgeous beaches, USVI has everything you want in a destination, and no passport is needed when traveling from the U.S. Visit USVI.com to plan your next trip. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas this May. I can't wait. Hope to see you there. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Way up.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and Cash Doll is in the building.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Ooh, it's so much to talk about, girl.
Oh, girl, we got a lot to talk about.
Well, first of all, happy belated Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy belated.
Oh, Valentine's Day. Look at that. It's love all around.
Love up in here. I love that for you.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's not forget 313 Day is coming up.
Exactly. Girl, you know that's a big day.
Yeah, I know it is.
Look, we don't play.
You know what? When the pandemic started, I was in Detroit for 313 Day. And I got stuck out there for a little bit because that's right around the time the pandemic, but it hadn't really hit Detroit yet like that.
Yeah.
So it was in New York, though.
In 2020?
Yep.
Yep. I know what you're talking about. Yep. That's when I was supposed to went on tour and they
I remember
canceled
that.
My
that's
tour.
Right.
Yep.
They canceled your whole tour.
Yep. And then that's when I caught COVID around that time.
I did, too. Mm-hmm. I caught it in Detroit, I think.
Yep. I caught mine on my birthday.
You know, you couldn't get tested yet. And so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I was up at the news station and, you know, Evrod, he had. He was like, oh, you know, I hadn't met him before, so he gave me a hug. And then the next post he did, he was like, I just got out of the hospital. I was so sick. And I had been feeling sick after that day. And then people was tagging me in the picture that he posted, like, are you okay, girl? Because you see he had COVID. But remember, at first, you couldn't even get tested.
Mm. Yeah. And then you couldn't get tested. And I think they had to wait around for like a few months or something for us to be able to get tested for that because they didn't have it to where you can get tested.
Yeah.
And then everything was closed.
And I was out there, and I remember at first people thought, like, oh, they're not going to get it in Detroit. They thought people was getting it in New York and L.A.
I think I got it on my birthday. And, like, 4 days later, I was in the bed. And then it was crazy because I went on a whole F Coco run. I was calling it Coco.
Yeah.
And she whooped my ass.
And I feel like I hosted your birthday party in Detroit during the pandemic.
Was it the pandemic one?
Yes. You might have got it. We was outside. I just want to say, like,
it was the pandemic. That was a pandemic.
Yeah, I think
birthday?
It was the pandemic. I remember because it wasn't a lot of places that were still able to be. Oh, I feel like it was. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't remember. I just remember people
remember
were like, "I'm not coming out"
because I was bragging.
Yeah. Oh. But by the way, in case this sounds just like a conversation, it is because I love me some Cash Doll.
This my girl, and y'all know this is just a love that's just gonna never die.
And she it's she like always these flowers. Talking her, you know, you got 2 new singles out now.
Two new singles
that I love, and of course the freestyle, the power freestyle that you did too.
Okay,
you
yeah.
be talking yo on that,
and I be meaning it.
I know
every
you do.
Word, I mean it.
But you so soft with your man though.
Only with him.
He's smiling too because he knows it.
I'll be ready to But him and Cashton. Cashton got me wrapped.
I know. I see it.
Yeah. That is the one right there. Cashton is the one.
Who spoils him more, you or Tracy?
I think it's a tie.
Yeah.
It's
different. It's different. Because
he's...
Okay.
Yeah, because Tracy, he's the man, so he hold it down, but he'll still be like, "What's wrong, Dada?" And they be like, "You thought you was so tough." And then, he'll have some candy, like, "You want some, Dada?"
After
he
after I told you no.
After you said so, he be all strong and mean and whatever when he gotta be, but he still got a soft spot for Cashin too. So, but that's my baby. That's my only. Love, that's and he's a boy and he's so cute. Them lips and
does Cashin ask for a little brother or sister yet?
Oh yeah, he said baby. Baby, he'll point at my stomach, baby.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get to that since you said it. He points at your stomach and says, "Baby, is there a baby in that stomach?"
It's a baby in a stomach.
Oh my goodness. It's a baby. We gotta say congratulations.
I'm exclusively for the Way Up Show. That is it.
And let me tell you something. Cash Doll came in here. She had her sweatsuit on. You know, normally she's not really wearing like the baggy sweats
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I be trying to be cute.
And you are cute, but you're still cute with your belly.
Thank you.
So, and you know, you're not supposed to ask somebody. Yeah, so yeah. We can now say, yes, you are officially pregnant. Do you know when it happened?
I do. I remember the day. Mm-hmm. Well, at least I thought. And then when I went to the doctor and they were saying it's another day, it happened another day. Okay. But I was thinking I was aware of the time because we was just wild, having a good time. We was drunk. It was actually some pictures that went viral. It was around that time.
Oh, those,
some
okay.
Pictures of us that went viral.
Were you like bent over and stuff? And
we was in the restaurant and I had my leg up. You know that part, I had my leg up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, y'all are always, you know,
having a
showing
vibing.
Out.
Yeah, we be vibing. We always going viral.
I love to see this love though, because we've never really seen you prior to this. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I rock with it because it's just genuine, mm-hmm. And I don't feel myself forcing nothing. It's like it just is. It is what it is, you know.
Right.
You know, and he a real one, so why not?
Oh, this is so good. He looking at you like, yeah, you a real one too.
Look at him over there acting all. Look, and he talks, so he just chilling right now. He hungry.
I'm sorry to hear that. So do you know if you're having a boy or a girl yet, or are you going to wait to find out?
I'm going to wait.
Okay.
I'm going to wait. I pray it's a girl.
Yeah, that'll be like the perfect.
Then I'm done.
But if not, then you're not done.
No, I'm done still. I ain't doing this no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
Has it been a tough pregnancy so far?
You know what? This one is different from the first one. The first one was a breeze. This one I do get a little sick. I be a little aching a little bit, like the baby sitting back there, mm-hmm. Like in my butt. So sometimes my butt be sore. My hips, it's like I be sore down there a little bit. I got a lot of heartburn this time. The first time I didn't with Cashton. And I feel my skin stretching this time.
I wonder what that means. Because, you know, sometimes they say if your pregnancy is different, you could tell if it's a boy or a girl.
That's why I'm just taking all those like, yep, maybe it's a girl. Yep, maybe it's a girl. So
listen, the last thing we need is that little girl would be hair done, laid. Like, can you imagine the clothes?
That's what everybody's saying.
That baby
going to
have a Birkin. That baby going to have a Birkin.
Listen, they go say, look, everybody was saying, if you have a little girl, this is about to be a show. And I'm going to have a blast. Because I have a blast with Cashton.
Yeah.
Because I have both sides. I feel like I'm a girly girl and I'm very you know, like fashionista and hair and nails, but I'm a boy too.
Yes, we know. You
I'm
are
a room.
Yeah, we know.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody messing with you.
So it's like it's a good balance. It's like I'm the hood princess.
And you know what? Speaking of hood princess, let's talk about BMF for a second.
Okay, BMF.
And I've always said, and I've told you this from the beginning, like your acting, I always felt like that's like a calling for you also. Ever since seeing you in your Detroit movies back in the day, mm-hmm. And then being like, she really did her thing.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You know,
that.
Early on. But to see you in that role as Monique, you know, first of all, I miss you on there, but you went out like fighting.
I went out swinging, mm-hmm. Like a real nigga.
Yeah. How was that even filming that for you?
It was, you know what? It was surreal. It was like, that's something that I really want to do. Acting is like, I like entertainment. But acting, I really got in a different bag. Mm-hmm. I got in a different bag. I got to be somebody else and really like, and like embody that. Like it was just crazy because like you really, it's really not acting. Mm-hmm. If I must say, it's like you kind of, putting yourself in somebody else's shoes, but you make it your own, but you also have to put their twist to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And tell the story, but you really, because it's like, well, I don't know if I don't feel like it was acting because she's from Detroit, so mm-hmm. I didn't have to try to change up the way I talked.
You would have never did some of the things she did, though, I would say.
I definitely wouldn't have done those things. Acting. You know what I'm saying? But then it also gives you a chance to be in somebody else's shoes and live out how they did it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if I would never do that, but I did.
Right,
for Monique. That. So it was like, I lived it. You know what I'm saying? So
how did you justify that to yourself? Like, as becoming her, right? Mm-hmm. Becoming Monique in that role. Because she was really, is two guys that don't get along with each other. Like, for real, want to kill each other.
Exactly.
And you're in the middle of that. And you know that's not going to end well. Mm-hmm. So in your head, how do you justify Monique's character? Like, what do you tell yourself somebody like Monique would be thinking?
You know what? I just think that she just got caught up in loving two people. Mm-hmm. She, like, Lamar took care of her child. If it wasn't, you know, that wasn't her baby daddy, but somebody that take care of your child that's theirs, mm-hmm. that's automatically, like, you're going to love them regardless. And then by Meech actually being young, fly, fun, you know, and she was actually, he was like the guy that was popping. He was new. He mm-hmm. was getting money. Lamar went away. She fell for him, too. They start beefing because of her.
Right.
So it's like, now she got to pick a side. So and, now she going to leave Meech and he holding it down. And then, oh, Lamar is her child's father. Not technically, but technically. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, maybe she was just in a position like, you know what?
Lamar was just too crazy for me. Like, even from the beginning, it kind of felt like for her, all she could do was kill him.
Yeah.
Because it was never going to end well with him.
And she just shouldn't start having sex with him again.
Yeah.
I think it would have been cool if she didn't take it there. Like, just still co-parent with him and still deal with Meech. But them beefing, it's like, that's messed up for her to have to pick too. But at this, I wouldn't have took it that far.
Right.
Personally. But I think in her shoes, by her being a paralegal, because she was a lawyer, you mm-hmm. know, by her being a paralegal and dealing with Meech, and he's like, he the breadwinner. It's like she ain't wanted to get rid of that relationship neither, so.
Yeah, but you definitely couldn't have both. Is this so? I know it's based on a true story, but some things are fictional. So was that character, Monique, was she based on a real person?
She's a real person.
Okay, so you knew from the beginning that she wasn't going to make it
then.
Yeah,
I've been knew that she was going to pass. And I was hurt, but I was like, well, this is a...
Time to have a baby.
Yeah. You know what? You know, and really, I'm just getting older. I'm like, I got to have my kids. I'm not about to just sit around and just, you know. So when it happened, and then I met somebody that I was compatible with, and mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, he's a good father. Because if worse come to worse and we don't work out, I know that he's going to take care of his kids and be in their life. So, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, we vibing, and we in love. We was in love. Well, we was head over heels when we first met. We still in love, but it was like, you know, it's that honeymoon phase. It was like, oh,
and then
we're
you settle into love.
Yeah, you know, and it was like, it felt good. It felt good. I wanted kids. I was, you know, I'm in my 30s. I'm like, oh, it's time. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I found out I was pregnant, I'm like, well, it is what it is. And I was asking God, because it was around the time I lost a whole jewelry box full of jewelry mm-hmm. in LA. Somebody stole it from me.
Oh, I remember that. You went right. Yep. Okay. Yeah,
and
we'll
it hurt.
Because you didn't lose it. Somebody took it.
Yes,
somebody stole it. So that's somebody you trusted in your home.
And it tore me apart. And I was like, you know what? This is all material. And like, but that's all I was buying over the years, and I was holding it, and I feel like God took it for. Now I'm like, whatever with the shit. I done bought more shit. I'm over it. But at the time, I was like, I shouldn't like care about this stuff as much as I do. Like, mm-hmm. it tore me up. Like, I shit on my like damn, I shit on myself.
But it's not just about the items, too, right? It's also about the people that you have around you, because that's also a warning call.
And it was just like, God, just give me some more motivation. I need something else to be living for, like living for this materialistic and purses and diamonds and clothes. And I'd have been doing it for so long. You know, I've been doing this for 10 years. I've been
this
in
is your 10th year.
It's my 10th year anniversary. So Ooh. It's like I've been around for so long. It's like I need something else. God, give it to me. And like 4 days later, I kid you not, on Mother's Day, I found out I was pregnant.
Wow, you found out on Mother's Day.
I found out on Mother's Day.
How did you know? Did you just miss your period and was like, let me take a test? Or how did you know?
No, I just was drink. Every time I had a drink, I was about to, like when I burped, it was about to throw up. And I'm like, I don't do this. What is wrong with me? And then I was just feeling weird. And then we was just having fun. So I'm like, it could be a possibility. So, girl, I'm going to go get that pregnancy test.
Did you tell him you were going to get it? You told Tracy? Okay.
Yeah. And we was at the London Hotel. And I took the pregnancy test and I left it in there. And I went in there creeping, looking. And it said I was pregnant. I walked out. I said, that's why you've been sleeping like that. You pregnant. Because he was sleeping.
Men do feel some type
of symptoms. He get it worse than me. So I'm.
What's up? It's Angela Yee. And if you know me, you know I have several businesses. Well, one of them had closed down for a little while, but we just reopened it. And that is my juice bar. It's called NourishBot BK. And as soon as we reopened, we were really on the clock to find people who can make juices, sandwiches, acai bowls. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Maybe you see the perfect candidate. Well, ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. You can invite your top choices to apply, and you can even encourage them to apply sooner. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. One of the most important things is having our voices represent us. And that's why Black representation in media means so much to me and also to the Black community. When things happen with current events and entertainment and politics, it is so important that we are speaking for ourselves and not have other people place a narrative on us and who we are, and to tell those stories from our point of view. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm like, oh my God. And I just stared at myself for a long time. And at first we were just both in shock. Like,
can we spin that mic around to Tracy? Because I want to hear like what he initially thought when he found out at the London, you know, that there was another.
At the London.
It was going down. Yeah. Yeah. Meet me at the London. Tracy, what were your initial thoughts when you saw that pregnancy test?
The world started spinning for like 5 seconds. Like, it would freeze for a second. Like, and then back to being like, dang.
Here we go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Like, dang, that's what's going on Mother's Day. I think we just arguing or something too. I think. And she kind of like, boom. And I looked. I was like, oh.
Well, argument over.
Yeah, like, hey, okay.
Then we just got quiet.
Yeah, just got quiet for it. I told you, the world started spinning for like 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you cry when she had cashed in?
Nah, I ain't cry.
He cried at the first ultrasound when he seen his heartbeat.
Yeah, that's when I cried. A tear came out. I went crying. That's different.
Did you watch like the whole like giving birth? Were you able to watch everything?
I was right there, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I watched.
Record.
He recorded everything.
Mm-hmm, I needed it too. I was so happy he did.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
Got to see my baby, how he came out. That's a feeling I just can't explain.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the love for, girl.
Like unconditional, what? No matter what. Yes.
What? Like, that's
and he's so cute. Every time you post him, like when y'all post him, I'd be like, he just looks like you just want to just pick him up and give him a hug.
That's all you want to do. And then he get in the stage where he say, hi, mommy. Hi, daddy. Like, he a finesser.
Right. He knows.
He knows.
He knows what he's doing.
Nah, he definitely knows.
He knows what he's doing. And he's just, like, perfect. And he's growing. And he's just turning into himself.
And so the album's coming out in April.
Yeah.
All right. So do we know? What's the title?
I don't know yet. I'm juggling between a few things, mm-hmm. right? Oh, yeah, this coming out. Okay, cool. So I could talk about it. So I'm juggling between a few things. Like, I was going to say The Last Dial.
Mm-hmm.
And it means so much, right? Like, yeah. I think I'm going to leave the dial stuff alone.
Oh, really?
I think I'm going to give it to my child. Hopefully it's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and pass that down. I'm grown.
So what are you? Who are you going to be?
Keisha.
I'm
a grown woman with two kids. I don't want to be called a doll no more. And then it's so many dolls.
And it turned into so many different issues.
It's so much. And it's like every time, like, you know, shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? But it's like every time my name is brought up, it's like, who's the best doll? And it's like off rip. You could just become a rapper and your last name is Doll. And you could be compared to me, mm-hmm. or compared in everything I've done over these 10 years.
Right.
You know, and I didn't come in as Cash Minaj or Cardi C or, you know, Cash right. the Stallion. I feel like that was my signature, but it's so many of them now. And I just let them, I'm going to let everybody, let them have that. You know, I'm
okay.
just ready to move on. I don't even want to be. I know I'm going to always be connected to it, but
yeah, people are still going to call you that.
They're still going to call me Cash Doll. But like, I'm just tired of all that comparison with the dolls and who did.
You're like, yeah. Because I saw even when you did the Power freestyle and
yeah,
then I saw
then,
Asian
yeah,
Doll. Like,
with
and
that,
y'all had already spoken before
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and it's like,
things.
And I'm like, I'm not about to argue with you again over right. this. Girl, come on now.
You're like,
you know
I'm a mom.
Saying?
I don't.
And then it was my son's birthday.
Oh,
I'm at his
God.
Birthday party and I'm on internet talking about I'm stealing your, like, let's be for real. Like, you know where this came from. You know who started all this. Why would you play with me like that? Don't
right.
even play with. I can't even argue with you. I'm not even going to address you. But come on now.
Like, yeah.
I thought we was done. I left all that alone. Me being mad at them for even being I left it all alone. And then you come back around and you doing that. Like, you let these people hype you up to do this.
Yeah, probably on social media.
That's
is,
social
is what
media
it is.
Stuff.
Because I will say one thing about Cash Doll, she's not doing the subliminals or
playing like that.
If I have something to say, I'm going to just say it.
Say it. And then what? We can handle it when we see each other. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not doing that back and forth. I smack bitches for real if
right.
I have to.
Mom.
But now I don't. Like, but it's not, that's not saying to her, because
I know.
It ain't even,
right,
you know.
But you're not on it, like.
I'm not on that. Why would I steal your rap?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know, like, I heard that she did the beat, but mm-hmm. I didn't listen. I don't care about
that. It's a freestyle
that,
over a beat that.
That
yeah.
I actually put out on streaming platforms because my label owns that.
Right.
You know, I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to do this because somebody else did it. I did it because I can actually make money from it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to hop on it.
And it was fire. I'm not going to
You know what
lie,
I'm saying?
Like,
well, I appreciate it, but yeah. It was never that. And I ain't even like she played it like that, but it ain't even worth all that.
You got
back
too
and
many
forth.
Other things going on to be. And you know what? Sometimes you do respond. It ends up being a more of a bigger back and
forth.
And
make it. Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to end up getting squashed later. So why did we go through this whole back and forth?
Yeah. Then she ended up arguing with somebody 4 days later. So it was. That's why I said I give it a 72-hour rule. All right. After 72 hours, if I feel some type of way, I'm going to address it. If I don't, then, you know, you can have it. And I just play it for what it is. And it's all good.
You still been having these issues of people trying to, like, say, send money because they're hairstylists or whatever it is.
This has been going on for so long. And I address it, then I'll leave it alone, then I'll address it, and I'll leave it alone. Because I can't, that's not my career, is sitting here addressing everything that's said about me. If that's the case, I would be miserable.
But I know that you feel bad because you don't want people sending money.
Keep sending money and losing. And then what about if I'm out here in these streets, people think I got their money and whatever.
Right, that's a fact.
I got kids. I can't be moving around out here like that. Or if I really need my hair and makeup done.
Yeah, and not really hitting
and
you.
And not believe it.
I gave you money last time.
Yes, and I really got a feeling that they're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Whoever it is, they're going to go to jail.
Yeah,
because they've been taking a lot of money. And I pray to God that they find out who did it. And I want to know who it is.
Yeah,
because
it's messed up to people who are really like putting their hard-earned money, you know, to somebody thinking that they're going to have that look. Because by the way, Cash Doll, first of all, Hype Hair Magazine shoot was amazing.
Thank you.
Right up your alley.
Thank you.
And people talk so much about how your hair is always impeccable, how your face card don't decline. You know, how does that feel for you when you see all that positivity?
You know what? It made me feel good because it's so effortless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really just put in so much effort in trying to be that.
It just be going viral. It's not even like you did anything but did a regular post showing your hair.
Mm-hmm. And it goes viral and it's just good just to be able to, you know, even for my brown girls to feel like, okay, you know, like I love that. It makes me feel good about myself. I'm not going to lie. You know, like, dang, everybody think I'm beautiful. You know, and I'll see my name trending on Twitter just because of how cute I am. That feels good. Instead of being in drama,
because it could be such a negative place.
Social media could.
It's nice when people have good things to say. You'd be like, all right, I'll take that.
I'll take that. And I just soak it all in and I read comments. I comment back and I'm grateful. And just for the hair, you know, I've been doing it. Detroit is a hair capital. So. The hair thing, I've been trending for a very long time with that hair stuff. And then now I found somebody in Atlanta, Daisy, that can, you know, keep it going for me. And she does all the good layers and the good soft styles, the bedroom hair, the effortless look. That's my favorite. I like looking like try too hard. You know, like I just woke up and I look like this. Hi, everybody. But
Chasey, you be noticing when she come in with something different?
Oh, every time.
Okay, because, you know, some guys don't be knowing what's going on, but...
I pay close attention.
Tracy will know. And he'll tell me if he don't like something.
Mm-hmm.
He'll tell me.
All right, now, Cash Down, say somebody slides in your DMs, right? And it's somebody, like, you know, that people know. Would you tell him, like, such and such was trying to holler at me in the DMs?
Like, if he know... Yeah. I mean, we just have casual conversations like that. It ain't even like I'm telling on him. It'd be like, man, why the hell?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes I feel tried too. Like, nigga, what you done did? Why he feel like he comfortable enough to come in my DM? You know what I'm saying?
What I done did?
Be honest. If somebody like even if it's somebody he don't know, okay, then cool. But like if it's somebody that he done been around, you know, like some like come on now, that's like your man, somebody he done been around. Trying to holler, he's like, well, why do he feel like he comfortable enough to?
He could even be, or he could just be a snake,
Yeah. But I always just run it by him.
The same thing.
You said what?
I'd be wondering the same thing.
He'd be wondering what you did to
what she did. I'm like, damn, well, nigga, know that's who I'm with. Like,
do they think he's serious
or is he around them downplaying me? Or like sometimes it'll be like that, but I know where we are. I'm comfortable. I'm secure with our. With us, so it just be like we don't even talk about it that long. We just run it by each other, like even because
y'all are comfortable and secure in your relationship. Yeah. So it's not issues like that. So when y'all be arguing, what do y'all argue over?
The smallest stuff, the dumbest stuff.
Tracy get on my nerves.
I can't even believe we argue about some stuff
about. No, because Tracy really get on my nerves. It'd be like just us just both being alpha people,
right? And it'd be kind of maybe a fun argument.
Like, sometimes we don't talk for, like, 2 days.
It'd
be beef. Like, sometimes we won't talk for, like, a couple of days. Then sometimes we'll get over it and we'll be laughing. And then we'd be best friends again.
Okay.
Then I'd be like, you're my best friend again.
Aww.
And then we'd be right back at it. It's like, I don't know, but every time I feel like we get closer. Like, that's our good. Bond gets stronger and stronger every time. But
I love this for you, Keisha.
Thank you. I love this for you too. When you gonna go ahead?
I'm living vicariously through you.
No, don't put that on me.
I'm loving this. Okay?
Don't put that on me.
I'm watching your moves. Yeah. And you know what else you did that I love? Clarissa Shields, seeing you walk her out.
That was a dream of mine.
That was first of all, I love Clarissa Shields
me
already.
Me too.
You know, the Michigan perfect. Connection.
Yes, it was. It was a perfect person to ask me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she's from Michigan. She's a woman. She's a black woman. I'm like, oh,
and
my
she's
God.
She's undefeated, broke records for men and women when it comes to boxing.
Yes, she's like a big dog. The quote. That's mm-hmm. what you call the quote. So I'm like, she asked me. I'm like, when she asked me, I said, hell yeah. I've been wanting to do this. This is something on.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
My list I've been wanting to do, like,
that
walk somebody
amazing.
Out. But I'm like, I would probably never be able to because it's men. But she's a woman, a beautiful woman that, you know, represent Michigan. And she just, like, a top big dog, a champ. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this. It ain't no question. I flew out. Everything was on me. I'm coming. Yep.
Yeah, that was so dope, though. Honestly, like, for me, that was, I love to witness that, like, just to be able to see that. So, you know, shout out to you for that and all the moves you've been making.
Thank
new
you.
Music.
And now, you know what? I appreciate you for knowing. Because you know what? Way up is the shit. Because people don't take their time to really know what people really is doing, mm-hmm. you know, and have conversations about, like, recent, not like they will bring up something that's it was in 2016, about when I opened up for Drake. Like, my nigga, you know how much shit I've done since then? You know, so you, I rock with you, because you be, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I keep up with you already anyway.
Because you're my girl.
That is what it is. But you know I'm going to do that. But also, like, I think about your whole, like, the 10 years of all that. You've been through so many things.
Yeah.
In these 10 years. I like to see where you are right now.
I appreciate it.
You know, you've been through label issues. You've been through, you know, like you said, your tour getting canceled.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've been acting. Yeah. You've been a business owner.
Yeah.
Like, you've had a lot of different lives.
Yeah, I have.
Honestly.
And you know what? I'm in the one.
Motherhood.
I'm loving this one.
Yeah.
This where I'm at. You know, everything that you said has, like, prepared me for who I am now. Like, going through the contracts and, you know, being, like, one of the only female rappers out at the time where I was, like, you know, with Nicki and everybody. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't, like, how many it is now.
Right.
I was, like, out at my time. On my own, and I wasn't able to take full advantage of it because I was stuck in a contract. So I was kind of mad and bitter.
And people don't understand.
They don't understand that. Like, when you feel like you got your shot, like, I felt like this was my shot. Like, okay, I'm doing this. I got this buzz. Everybody, all attention on me. I'm new, and I can't, because every time I drop something, it's getting taken down. I can't move the way I want to move because they're telling people I can't come in without the and then it was over nothing. Like, they could have made their money and took money from me.
Yeah.
But they just wanted to hurt me in my career. And it was like, man, I was traumatized. And I realized that, like, this year I was telling Tracy, I'm like, I was really still traumatized. I'm just now really feeling like myself again because I've been through that, got into a whole nother label.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Got with a major label. Got with a whole nother management, was with them, and then, you know, things didn't work out how I wanted it to, but it was better than that, of
right.
course. But did that, and, you know, moving from Detroit to Atlanta, and just, like,
it's
people
a lot.
Don't understand your life when it fluctuates like that. You never have time to really know who you are no more. You just riding a wave, like, just going with the flow. And I finally had a place where I have clarity of who I am, what I'm here to do. You know, how to even handle my finances, how mm-hmm. to handle myself as an individual, because I had time to learn myself. Because
yeah, because
you're
still
know.
So young,
yeah.
honestly, in the middle of doing all these things. Because when you first started, you were super young.
I was super
and
young.
Now
when
you're
I first started,
10 years
I was,
older, and you're still young.
Yeah, I was like 22 when yeah. I first started. Because I started dancing when I was like 19, 20. I was young. I was young. And I was just, and then I jumped out on faith and was like, I'm about to do this rapping.
Right.
Because I didn't want to do it no more, and I just did it, and I done it, and I'm still doing it. But I do like acting. I do like acting.
I'm telling you, you definitely are made for that. And you know, when else I realized that? Way back when you did that video where you was the two different women going back and forth.
For everybody.
Yeah, for everybody, because these guys. But anyway.
Because they play everybody.
When you was
go
going back and forth. But even seeing that, I mm-hmm. think a lot of things that you've done, and I know you've always talked about how, like, even, you know, stripping helped you have the confidence to be able to get on stage and perform. Mm-hmm. But then I also feel like with the acting, mm-hmm. you know, the performing has helped you with the acting.
Yeah.
You know,
it has.
Also.
It has.
And then
uh-huh.
now look at you in your biggest role as a mom of two. To be. That's the biggest role.
Oh, and I'm done. That's the biggest role. People don't understand all the roles as women, like yeah. we have to balance it all. You have to be a mom, a great mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's first things first. You have to be a woman with respect for yourself.
Right.
I have a man.
Mm-hmm. And then people criticize a lot of times, like, if you're not looking right, like,
yeah, like,
oh, why her hair like that? Why? Because we're so used to your hair being laid. God forbid you come out one day. And
I'm looking crazy. They're going to tear me down.
But it happens. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, or even on the internet, if they did know I was pregnant, you know, like, why are y'all still saying I'm pregnant or asking me that? Like, what if I'm just gaining weight?
Right.
What if things just got like that for a minute? Like, give me grace, you know? You got to make sure a house is clean and ran right. You got to make sure food is in there. You got to cook. You got to get up, get your nails and hair and makeup. Like, you got to get done. You got to make sure you get your waxes. You got to make sure
it's
you
expensive.
Get your, on top of
it's expensive.
Time expensive, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now I got to be away from my kid. Mm-hmm. And now he has school. Got to make sure he gets to school every day. It's like life as a woman, we really play a lot of roles.
And I think women always have to think about like you said, well, if this doesn't work out, at least I know he's a good dad, right? Mm-hmm. But you do have to think about those things because when you have a kid, a lot of times no one plans to do it alone. Mm-hmm. You know,
nobody really wants to do it alone. And you don't just have kids.
But you have to know that, like, if I need to, I can.
I can, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it just him, I feel like by us just mentally being two people from the streets, trying to do better, going corporate, and, like, understanding life at the same level, that's all I needed.
Right.
Just to know that when my kid is with you, you're going to be teaching them the same thing, too. Mm-hmm. Because that's important. You don't know. This person can believe some whole other shit, and they teaching your kids this, and they coming home, and you like, where the hell did you learn that from?
I know.
And it's from daddy? Right. The other me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. So once I seen that with us, you know, and I just, like, Tracy is ambition. He get up every day. He's going to figure this shit out, you know, and he's somebody like me, too. Like, I stopped dancing and went straight into, I believed in rapping, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And I watched him transferring from doing what he was doing, like just being out here making money, and to, okay, I'm really about to put my all into my dream. And it's like, I feel like we have a understanding with each other, and we both from the streets, you know.
Right.
He just from Atlanta, that country shit, and I'm from the D.
Relax. Relax.
I'm a, I'm a city girl.
Yeah. She's a city girl.
She stay down in that country. She stay in that country shit now.
I'm a city girl.
Yeah, she got two babies in there from that.
In that country shit, you feel me?
Right, well, I'm talking junk, right?
Yeah, she like that country shit.
Anyway. Okay, boy, calm down. I don't think you got one.
Relax.
Like I said.
I feel like y'all going to have three. I'm just
we're done. We're done.
I'm just saying, mark my words. Let's mark this date. I feel all right. We'll see.
We done. We done.
There's no guarantees, and he don't seem like he, you know,
pulls out. He play a lot, but no, I'm done. We done.
Man, I still work.
Yeah.
We done.
He's still working on
only
it.
Only time if we get married and we want one, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so maybe.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he got that planned also.
What you feel like that?
I do. I get the vibes. Ooh. I get the vibes that this is gonna happen. Look at her looking at you. And I also see, you know, I guess it's from a dad. I saw Cashton looking at them picture on social media, looking at women.
He get it from his daddy.
Do you
see?
Scrolling,
he said, "Oh wow!"
Swiping through.
Yes, and I'm like, you know what? One time I was in the shower and he was like doing something in the bathroom, and he just stopped and said, "Oh, mommy." And I'm said, I am your mother.
He got to put his dad. Stop watching him.
Yes. And then we don't even do that around him. Like, most we'll do is hug. We don't even really kiss any mouth around him or nothing. And Cashin, it's just in him.
Right.
Because he never seen Tracy touch my butt or none of that. And he see butt. He y'all, and he be like, ooh, wow. And it's so scary because I'm like, my son. And I'm like, wow, I have a little boy, because he genuinely just found that out on his own by looking at it. And I think it started with me, like, by me thinking it's my baby, I can get in the shower, mm-hmm. put my, you know, I'm just being me around my child.
Kids are more perceptive than you even could imagine.
He don't do that with daddy. When daddy in the shower and stuff, he don't pay him no attention. You know, but probably when he using the bathroom, like, pee pee. You know, but when I'm in a shower, he stop everything he's doing. That's why he can't come in there no more.
He like,
and he like, oh, mommy. No, get out.
This I am your mommy.
I'm your mother. Stop
it. Mother.
Yes. And now I just can't even be naked around my son no more. So he got to get out of my room. Because that little boy.
Are you going to raise it? You guys are going to stay in Atlanta, you think?
I don't know. I've been telling him I'm ready to move.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to move. I want another scenery.
Okay.
I kind of get, I don't know, my attention, my span is different when it
comes
to
where would you
that.
Want to be then? Like, if you say you're ready to move?
For Miami.
Okay, I'm not.
But I don't think I'm going to be as productive out there.
A lot of people, I'm going to tell you, for tax purposes, it's not a bad place to be.
Okay.
For tax
purposes.
So we
know you know. Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's why a lot of people move there to because of that. I just came from Miami this morning, as a matter of fact. So
oh, okay.
I was out there for the Sobe Wine and Food Festival. Ooh. But I can see that.
Is the food good at festivals, or is it just like...
It's so much going on. So we have it here in New York, too, and they have it in Miami. So basically, I hosted the cookout with Chef JJ, and it was all black chefs.
Okay.
So that was amazing, like, mm-hmm. to try. And let me tell you something, I definitely gained some weight this weekend. I was trying everything, desserts, foods.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
You know, was drinks, all of that. Yes, it was It was great.
That's good.
Detroit, by the way, has some of the best food.
Exactly.
And a lot of people have been talking about that right now. Oh, but, and Chef JJ's opening a restaurant in Ann Arbor, so.
She happy you said that. She
no, because he's such a hater on Detroit.
He's saying Detroit has better pizza than New York now. That's what. That's what people are starting
Man,
to
what
say.
Our corned beefs, our wings, our Detroit is, I don't, but I be feeling like I just feel like that because that's home.
Right.
But when I go home, that's when I gain weight.
Yeah.
I go home and eat up everything. But Atlanta do have
Atlanta
good food.
Has great food too.
Yeah, they have great food. Houston. Mm-hmm. I love Houston food. New Orleans.
New Orleans, absolutely.
But I be trying to tell him, he don't be believing me. I'm like, no, Detroit really have some good food.
No, they do. You got to make sure you, yeah.
Yes.
He's like, all right. Well, listen, I am so glad to have been able to see you and
yes.
to see this baby bump. And it's, ooh, look at that. You look good. That's a beautiful bump.
I'm done after this. Well, thank you. I'm done. My skin is itching. And I went to the doctor. She's supposed to be like 15. Oh, no, she's supposed to be 13 ounces right now. She's a pound and 8 ounces.
Crazy.
Huh?
She?
What? Well, I'm trying to put it in. I'm trying to put it out there in the universe.
You keep on saying she. You, all right, we get it. You want a girl. And then the other baby.
Because if it, what's the other baby?
In April, the album.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
A baby. Okay.
Girl, you scared me now. What the baby? What happened now?
The other baby's coming in April. And so is the album almost done since it's.
Oh, the album is done.
Oh, it's completely done.
It's
okay.
Completely done. You know, like little tweaks or whatever and making sure that it's, you know, everything is. What the hell? Mixed and mastered and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But the features, everything is, listen, this is a body of work right here.
I believe it.
Listen, I put my heart into this.
Because this is just, 10 years in, like
it's
this.
10 years. Cause, so that's why I was battling between the names. I'm mm-hmm. like, because it's my 10-year anniversary, do I want to call it something like that? Or do I want to call it The Last Dial? Like, so that's why I've been juggling between, you know what I'm saying? But I think I'll probably just, after I have my child, I'm going to just probably have some type of 10-year anniversary theme party or some shit just to
I'll
celebrate.
Be there.
Yeah, I'm going to have something in the D. You better come.
I'll be there.
Okay?
I can tell by the two singles, though, you know, what it's on. But let me ask you this.
What?
So what about, like, any Cast Out love songs about how in love you are?
I don't have a love song. I tried to do one. I tried to find one for me and Tracy. We just couldn't get the right beat or the right vibe. But we got a song, and it's real, real, real nasty.
Okay, we like that too.
It's a so good nasty.
Okay, I cannot wait to hear that. We'll talk about it on our lip service.
It's real nasty, but I am talking about how I'm in love with my kid. Mm-hmm. I have a song to both of them, so I have some more softer, meaningful songs.
I
with some
still
melody.
Like when you talk your shit, though. I just yeah, do. I enjoy it so much.
I love talking shit. I love talking shit.
So who? T Grizzly's on the album.
T Grizzly's on the album.
Okay,
I have Tink on there.
Oh, I mm-hmm. like that.
Yep, I have T Grizzly, Tink, Tracy. Lady London.
Okay. She was at
Oh my gosh. She's a part of For Everybody Part 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mm-hmm. like that. All right.
Because I like the way she tells stories. So I was like, when I thought of For Everybody Part 2, I'm like, if I'm going to put another girl on there, because you know, the first one, it was me arguing with myself. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I need somebody that's going to talk that talk like me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. So I have that on there. It's fire. Who else I got? it's a couple of more features. I guess a couple more.
Okay. Oh, you have it? Oh, French Montana, uh-huh. Honey Baby?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And more to be announced. Thank you so much, Dan. Mm-hmm. MDG, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. So all those people on the album, each song is different flavors, though. It's like different vibes. We're talking about different stuff. It's not just the typical, but I'm still talking my shit.
Right.
The song with Tink is for the niggas and telling them not to get too comfortable.
I could believe that. We see what Tink has been through.
Okay, so look, and it was around that time me and her texting. She's like, I got you, sis, because I got some shit to
say.
I got
some things.
So it's dope. It's really dope. Me and Tink, I've been wanting to work with Tink for a minute. She's from the Midwest. She's from Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I've been wanting to work with her. So I was like, I want to pick people that I genuinely want to do stuff with, you know, so. I reached out to her. Honey Baby got on something because I needed a girl to sing on a hook, and we came across her vibe, and I was like, she sound like she'll sound good on that. So I reached out to her, and she hopped on it, you know. So okay. It was cool. I haven't got a chance to meet her yet, but I'm sure we are.
Actually, I did meet her a couple of times in New York. So,
oh yeah. Yeah, she cool, right?
Yeah, okay, she was.
I follow her on Instagram. I see what she was doing. She got the one song right now.
I like that you be so tapped in too, just reaching out to women in particular.
Yeah, and I reached out to a few, you know, some hit me back, some don't. However, I don't take it personal.
Well,
I know
some people don't check their DMs. So, yeah, you know.
And some people have social media people that do that stuff for them too. So,
or they might think it's somebody scamming them.
And you see how that just could really ruin your name.
Yeah.
That could really ruin your name and your reputation. Everything you work hard for, you just take the likeness of my name, use it to go make you some money with your poor ass.
Right. No, that's real whack, though, just for the average. But
no.
Chasey, what?
No, because it's so poor. Like, why don't you just go fucking go get a job?
It's scamming. Like, stop scamming, everybody.
Stop. You know what I don't understand? Why do people think that they could put so much fucked up shit out here in the universe and it's not going to come back?
And it will come back.
And it's going to come back.
No mercy.
No mercy. And it's going to be worse than what you put out. Like, stop fucking using my name, you fucking... Ugh.
All right, well, let's leave it on that positive note. No.
That just made me mad again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, calm down. The baby.
I tell you.
She's like, all right, mommy.
Right. She's like, mommy, you mad up there? Let me out. Let me at him.
Well, again, congratulations to both of you, honestly.
Thank you.
Just seeing like the two of you together, the way y'all have been co-parenting, and we know something big is about to happen. Let us know, Tracy.
We're figuring. We trying
to. Do you tell him what type of ring you like and stuff like that? Like, does he know this is what you want?
I pay attention to her.
See?
Yeah, I kind of, you know what, with everybody in this marriage thing, I kind of just let him do him.
Right. You know? I know sometimes you want to make sure he get the right, like, this
like,
because
I'm
going
to have to wear this, right? Yeah, yeah. But
I know
you're
very particular.
He know my swag by now, and if he don't, we're going to fight after he done proposing. Like, so why the hell did you think?
Like, sir, we gotta swap this out.
Right. Like, why did you think this shape was? But
Tracy, are you going to wear a ring?
Hell yeah. I'm going to ice his ass out too. What do you thought?
Just want to make
sure.
Yeah,
you be going to definitely walk around. Everybody going to know that's mine.
That's me.
Yeah. They going to see that hand and be like, oh yeah, somebody got him. Somebody got him good too. They going to see that motherfucker.
Not going nowhere.
Ding, 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 ding. That bitch, the clarity going to be like, ding, 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 ding. Like, yeah, I ain't fucking with him.
Well, I love you guys together. So thank you so much. And you know how I feel about you already, Cash.
And
doll.
I am so grateful for you. You is the shit.
Aww.
And I wish I could have been a part of the apartment building that you got, but I know
you got more
investments
Listen,
coming.
Once we finish this, we're going to do something else.
Yeah, we're going to do some more.
Making it through. Actually, the building's going to be done at the end of March.
Because I even appreciate you doing that in my city. You rock with my city. And you know I love Detroit. So
and I, you know what?
I wanted
to make sure I did that right. So and we fortunately, you know, we went through a lot with like the city, meeting with the city council, making sure everything is above board the way it's supposed to be. But for the next one,
it won't be as hard neither,
yeah,
right?
And you'll feel less confident to be like, okay, I want to definitely do this. Because I think now we have like all the connections.
Yeah,
you know,
and y'all, you got the relationship. So mm-hmm. Now it won't be as hard because now you know exactly who to go to, and what to expect and stuff like that.
And my cash dials on it. It's on. It's
Listen,
it's
I'm ready because I'm ready to, like, I'm in that mode. Like, I ain't going to be wanting to leave my kids that much. Like, I had a hard time leaving Cashin today. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have to start doing other things, venturing off and get more active and, you know, investment.
And I think it's good for, like, your soul. You're the type of person that means a lot to you because your city loves you.
I love my city. That's why I'm like, I appreciate you for doing that in my city, you know? Like, we need things like that, and especially women coming back and giving back, and that's... Like, you my girl. I'm going to just tell you that.
All right. Well, Cash, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. April 26th is the date for the album.
It's coming.
All right. That's
April 26th. Y'all
the
be
next
ready.
Baby, and then the next
come
baby.
Back. No.
Not me. The baby is the album.
Okay. That's right. No, you trying to be slick.
No. We're going to see. All right. Well, it's way up. Thank you so much, Cash Out. Tracy, thanks for jumping in. We appreciate
sure.
you, too.
Appreciate y'all.
Way up. It's
Angela Yee, and I'm known for my love for travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to the gorgeous islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. From the amazing food to the warm hospitality, culture, and gorgeous beaches, USVI has everything you want in a destination, and no passport is needed when traveling from the U.S. Visit USVI.com to plan your next trip. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas this May. I can't wait. Hope to see you there. USVI, naturally in a rhythm.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.